Chapter 9. The Bladder. Nature arranged the various parts of a human urinary system from top to bottom to perform separate but related functions in a logical order. At the top are the kidneys, which produce and process urine and pass it through tubes called ureters down into the bladder. Unlike other parts of the system, the bladder has only one function. It is a reservoir to hold and release urine. Its capacity is 12 to 15 ounces, about equal in volume to a can of beer. Urine is held in the bladder until its release, when it exits the body via the urethra. As discussed in another chapter, in a man's body, the urethra passes through the prostate gland, which is immediately below the bladder neck, and through the penis to exit the body. Because of their proximity, prostate and bladder functions are closely related, and problems of the prostate often become problems of the bladder. Obstructions or blockage of the prostate, for example, put pressure on bladder muscles, which must work harder to evacuate urine. The muscles begin to thicken and enlarge, just as biceps in the upper arm build up with heavy use. The thickening can reduce bladder capacity, requiring more frequent urination than normal. In other cases, pressure from the prostate may have an opposite effect and instead cause bladder muscles to stretch instead of thicken. This usually occurs after long-term blockage in the prostate. The distended bladder holds more urine than it should and does not empty completely with each voiding. Only the top of the reservoir goes and most of the urine remains. The bladder is constantly almost full and usually feels full. Such was the circumstance of a 70-year-old farmer who came in to see me, at the insistence of his wife, about his expanding girth. His wife, it seemed, had had to let out his pants to relieve pressure around his abdomen once too often, and she wanted to know why. I asked him about his urinary habits. He said he spent long hours on his tractor and had trained himself to hold back his bladder so he wouldn't have to stop working to urinate. This had resulted in a greatly distended bladder. I drained off more than a quart of urine, which is more than twice the normal amount. I then performed a transurethral resection of his prostate to clear up a related problem. Now he is able to empty his bladder normally. He's wearing a smaller trouser size and he feels much more comfortable. Taking comfort to an even higher level, he gave the farm, along with his tractor, to his son and drove his air-conditioned Cadillac to Palm Springs, where he and his wife bought a retirement condominium. Stretching the bladder walls can also bring on diverticula, which are pouches or bubbles that distend from weak points on bladder walls. The bubbles, large or small, form when the bladder is under pressure, just as a weakened lining in an inner tube wall swells disproportionately when the tube is inflated. Another bladder condition, fortunately rare, is interstitial cystitis. It is characterized by low bladder capacity, bladder pain, and urination as frequent as 3 or 4 times an hour and 5 to 10 times a night. The filling bladder often triggers severe pain, which can be relieved only by urination. The cause is not known, but close inspection in most cases reveals the existence of a bladder ulcer. More familiar bladder problems include inflammation, stones, and cancer. Inflammation of the bladder is often associated with inflammation of the prostate and usually can be treated with antibiotics. Stones are deposited of uric acid or calcium, something like deposits of scale in a radiator, and are caused by an obstruction of the prostate or mishandling of chemicals by the body. Stones can be passed naturally or be removed either mechanically or electrically. The lining cells of the kidneys and the bladder, as well as of the ureter connecting them, are all of the same type. Cancer can develop in any of these, but the most common location is the bladder. Cigarette smoking, so often identified with lung cancer, also has been incriminated as a possible source of cancer of the bladder because of a reaction between chemicals in cigarette smoke and lining cells in the urinary tract. A significant sign of cancer of the bladder is blood in the urine. It is painless bleeding, but it is a danger sign, as illustrated by the following case. A chef, age 44, came in after experiencing painless urinary bleeding for 3 consecutive days. He had no prior history of bleeding, was otherwise relatively healthy, and his physical examination was normal, even though he was a 2-pack-per-day smoker and had been for 25 years. X-rays, however, showed normal kidneys, but an abnormal mass in his bladder. The mass was malignant, and I removed it with a transurethral resection. The tumour was non-infiltrating, which meant that its roots were not so deeply embedded in the bladder as to prevent complete removal. Still, bladder tumours tend to recur, so close observation with regular follow-up was mandatory. He was also advised to quit smoking, which he did successfully. Ruptures of the bladder or the urethra often occur in automobile accidents if the bladder is full. After an accident, trouble signs that mandate immediate attention are the presence of blood in the urine or no urine output. Each can indicate damage to the bladder. Thus, as a precaution, anybody about to travel in a car should empty his bladder first. An empty bladder doesn't rupture, but a full bladder can burst like a ripe melon. Any and all of these conditions may be investigated, diagnosed, and treated by a doctor using a couple of unique instruments. A cystoscope is a surgical instrument that resembles a miniature telescope with a long extension for insertion up the penis through the urethra. With a water supply to expand the bladder and fibre optic light source, it is capable of exploring the entire urinary tract, urethra, prostate, and bladder. With a smaller attachment, a doctor can also use the cystoscope to examine the kidneys for stones, tumours, or other abnormalities. A similar instrument, a resectoscope, has attachments for electric power and optics and can remove bladder stones in several ways, mechanically, electrically, or ultrasonically. It can disintegrate stones from the size of peas to golf balls and flush out debris through the penis. No incision is required. Also, most bladder cancers can be removed with a resectoscope. If cancerous tumours are found to be infiltrating the bladder wall, more drastic measures are necessary. An operation even may be required to remove the prostate and the bladder. In this extreme latter case, a segment of the small bowel is transplanted to serve as a reservoir or a small bladder joined directly to the kidneys, using ureters as urine conduits. Urine is drained from the substitute bladder into a small bag glued to the skin outside the body. Incidentally, it should be known that certain foods can cause changes in the urine of some men. A distinct red tinge, for instance, may show up after eating beets. Often mistaken for blood, the colour is due to the presence of betanin, a red pigment, not blood cells. Beturia, though, is often misinterpreted as bloody urine by the unsuspecting. The pungent urinary odour produced by some individuals within a short time after eating asparagus can also be alarming. It is debatable whether the latter condition is a problem with how the body handles the chemistry in asparagus or is a sensitivity to the odour. These strange happenings are nothing to worry about. To close on a light note, I offer this old story. A young man who had just entered Britain's diplomatic service was assigned to routine chores at an international conference where Winston Churchill was present. At one fortunate moment, the young man found himself alone with the great statesman. Taking advantage of the opportunity, he asked Churchill for any advice appropriate for a young man entering His Majesty's diplomatic service. Churchill pursed his lips for a moment, then replied, "Young man, never pass up the opportunity to take a leak."